我们要读的章节从第七节第一章，对不起，第一章
Chapter 1
念到十六节。
We'll read from verse 7 to 16.
中英文轮流来读。
We'll take turns reading this in Mandarin and English.
中文念第七节，英文念第八节，这样轮流读完。
And the Chinese readers will read verse 7, the English readers will read verse 8, and we'll take turns.
耶和华对我说，你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去。我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。
Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord.
于是耶和华伸手按我的口，对我说：“我已将当说的话传给你。”
See, I have appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
耶和华的话又临到我说：“耶利米，你看见什么？”我说：“我看见一根杏树枝。”
Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it." Sorry. Okay. 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 Then the Lord said to me, "Out of the north, the evil will break forth on all the inhabitants of the land."I will pronounce my judgments on them concerning all their wickedness, whereby they have forsaken me and have offered sacrifices to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands.
好，这是第一处的圣经。
That's the first passage we'll read.
第二处的圣经，民数记。
The second place is in Numbers.
十七章。
Chapter 17.
对不起，十六章，我们先读十六章。
Well, first look at chapter 16.
民数记十六章。
Numbers chapter 16.
二节到四节。
From verse 2 to 4.
我念，请大家听。
And we'll just read it from here.
并且以色列会中的250个首领，就是有名望选入会中的人，在摩西面前一同起来，聚集攻击摩西、亚伦，说：“你们擅自专权，全会众各个祭司圣洁，耶和华也在他们中间，你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？”摩西听见这话，就伏伏在地。
And they rose up before Moses, together with some of the sons of Israel, 250 leaders of the congregation, chosen in the assembly, men of renown. They assembled together against Moses and Aaron, and said to them, "You have gone far enough, for all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is in their midst. So why do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?" When Moses heard this, he fell on his face.
十七章。
In chapter 17.
第一节我们念到十一节。
From verse 1 to 11.
因为长，我们也是轮流来读，中文一节，英文一节。
We'll take turns again reading one verse in Chinese, one in English.
耶和华对摩西说，第二节英文。
Speak to the sons of Israel and get from them a rod of each father's household, 12 rods from all their leaders according to their father's households. You shall write each name on his rod.
并要将亚伦的名字写在立位的帐上，因为各族长必有一根帐。
You shall then deposit them in the tent of meeting in front of the testimony where I meet with you.
后来我所拣选的那人，他的帐必发芽， 这样我必使以色列人向你们所发的怨言止息，我不再达到我的耳中。
Moses therefore spoke to the sons of Israel, and all their leaders gave him a rod apiece, for each leader according to their father's households, 12 rods, with the rod of Aaron among their rods.
摩西就把杖存在法柜的帐幕内，在耶和华面前。
Now on the next day, Moses went into the tent of the testimony. Behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi had sprouted and put forth buds and produced blossoms, and it bore ripe almonds.
摩西就把所有的杖从耶和华面前拿出来给以色列众人看，他们看见了，各首领就把自己的杖拿去。
But the Lord said to Moses, Put back the rod of Aaron before the testimony to be kept as a sign against the rebels.That you may put an end to their grumblings against me, so that they will not die.
摩西就这样行，耶和华怎样吩咐他，他就怎样行。我们圣经就读这么多。
And this is all the passage we'll read today.
这次我们要交通第二个部分，关于耶利米的异象。
And today I want to talk about the second part of the vision of Jeremiah.
以色列的历史总共是500年。
There are about 500 years of history for the nation of Israel.
分成三个段落。
And there are three parts to it.
第一个段落是统一的时期，三个王，120年。
In the first 112 years, there were one nation and there were three kings.
然后这个所罗门之后，这个国就分裂成为南北两国，以色列跟犹大。
And they broke into two nations, the nation of Israel and the nation of Judah, after the reign of Solomon.
就进入这一个分裂期，有253年之久。
And they remained in that state for 250 years.
然后北国就亡了。
And then the northern kingdom ended.
亡在亚述的外邦人的手里。
And the king was killed by the king of Assyria.
嗯哼。然后进入第三个阶段，就是单一的国。
And the third stage of the nation of Israel was just one nation again.
就是犹大国有136年的历史。
And the nation of Judah existed by itself for 130 years.
然后就亡于巴比伦的尼布加尼撒王的手里。
And they fell in the hands of the king of Babylon.
那我们现在来到了耶利米，他就是在这一个最后这一段时期了。
And Jeremiah existed at the very end stage of the nation of Judah.
以色列就南国犹大国就在这个先知的任内，眼看这个国家灭在巴比伦的手里。
And this prophet witnessed the fall of his nation, the nation of Judah, to the king of Babylon.
这个先知被神兴起来，总共服侍了五个王的朝代。
And Jeremiah served during the reign of 5 different kings.
他的执事整整40年。
And his ministry lasted about 40 years.
所以他被神叫出来的时候，他说我是一个幼，我是年幼的，所以他是一个年轻人。
When he was first called by the Lord, he said to the Lord, I'm but a youth. So he was a young person.
那么他那个时候据估计大概20岁上下。
He's probably around 20 years old.
那么他呢是一个祭司的世家。
He came from the line of a priest household.
他本来应该在圣殿里面做祭司的。
He should have been a priest.
那么这是第一章第一节我们知道的。
And we learned that from Jeremiah chapter 1.
可是神有一天呼召他，叫他不要做祭司，出来做先知，为神说话。
But one day God called him out of the ministry of a priest family to be a prophet.
因为这一个非常的时代，祭司的侍奉已经失去了意义。
Because at that time, the service of a priest has already lost its meaning.
需有一个宗教的外壳。
They only have an exterior view of a religion.
但是以色列人在神面前却失去爱神的心。
The Israelites have already lost their heart for the Lord.
所以神就叫这个祭司，你来，你就做我的先知，做我的出口。
So God called this young man to be a prophet for him, to speak for him.
我们上一堂是讲到这一个先知的蒙召。
In my last message, I spoke of his calling from the Lord.
今天这一堂我们就来到这个先知他真正一生的职，神要托付给他的意象是什么。
And in this message, I want to talk about the vision that the Lord had given him.
那我们刚刚念的这段话，第一章我们从 第八节一直念到十六节，这六八节圣经。
Earlier we read in chapter 1 from verse 8 to 16.
你可以看到神给他的使命是艰巨的。
We can see that the Lord has given him a very tough job.
为什么呢？因为神一直告诉他不要怕，不要怕。
Because God kept telling him, don't be afraid.
为什么？因为他怕。
Because he knows that he will be afraid.
他是一个年轻人。
He is but a young person,
20岁左右,
about 20 years old.
要面对这一个完全背离神的一个时代，有这么伟大的这个制度、建筑、权势、财富，这一切的一切，他是一个年轻人，怎么能够面对他们来说话呢？
He's facing a nation that's already turned against God, but has already set for themselves a set of rules and authorities, and it has its own wealth.And how is he, a young person, supposed to face a nation like that?
那么神就对他说，我叫你去，你要说，你就要说。
But the Lord said, I want you to go and I want you to say these things to them.
所以他就得到这一个叫做最苦命的差事。
So he's got himself a very tough assignment.
因为他要把神的感觉说出来。
Because he had to express God's feeling.
因为神知道再过四十年
Because God knew at that time 40 years down the road
这个城要破
the city will be broken into
这个圣殿要拆掉
This temple will be burnt down
这里的百姓要被杀
These people will be killed
许多的人要死在荒郊
Many people will die
要被掳到外邦去
And they will be exiled into a foreign nation
是一个很可怕的前景
It's a very terrifying future to face.
神就兴起这个先知来警告他。
So God called forth this prophet to warn them.
所以这个先知实在是叫做明知不可为而为之。
It's not a popular job for him to be a prophet at the time, but he had to do that.
那神就说，我立你在列邦列国之上，我要做六件事情。
So the Lord said to him, I've appointed you this day over the nations and over the kingdoms, and I'll do six different things.
这六件事情，四件是消极的，两件是积极的。
Of the six different things, four things are passive, two are active.
你注意看，头四件是什么？
First four things he'll do is
拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
To pluck up
拔出、拆毁。毁坏、倾覆四件事。
To pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow.
这四件事情都是很可怕的事。
These four things are all very terrifying things.
是从根来挖的事情，不是表面的，是从根毁坏起。
It's digging down to the root and break it down from there.
啊，他要拔出的意思就是要从根拔出来。
He'll pluck up from the root.
为什么神这样子说呢？
Why does God say that?
因为这个神在以色列人中所做的这一个工作，原来是在一个美好的根基上。
Because the work that God has done among the Israelites was built on a very beautiful foundation.
回想这个圣殿的历史，这个圣殿四百年前是经过大卫与他的儿子所罗门与当代的人把它建起来的。
If you think about the history of the temple, it was built 400 years ago by David and his son Solomon.
可是经过这400年的漫长的历史，一代一代传下来，整个变质了。
But after 400 years, generation after generation, it had changed its true meaning.
人虽然还是把这个圣殿当作一个神圣的地方。
Although people still view the temple as a holy place,
啊，上帝与我们同在。
It's a place where God is with them.
可是这是口号。
But it's just a slogan for them.
这是自己骗自己。
They're just fooling themselves.
神说这个殿我不要了。
God said I don't want this temple anymore.
所以他说我要拆，拔出、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆。
So he will pluck up and break down and destroy and overthrow.
但是是消极的。
These are all very passive things.
神真正要达到的是什么？
But what does God actively want to achieve?
后面两件事。
Two other things.
哪两件事？我要建立，我要栽种。
He wants to build and plant.
也就是说他重新开始。
Means he'll start anew.
他被眼前是一个荒凉的光景，神说我全部推翻。
He will overthrow all the desolate condition, the current desolate conditions.
我要重新来过。
He'll redo it.
这是神要借这一个年轻人对那个时代所讲的话语。
These are the words that God wants to speak to that generation through this young prophet.
那就给他看见两个意象。
And he gave Jeremiah two visions.
第一个意象，十一节。
In the first vision, in verse 11.
耶和华的话又临到我说，耶利米，你看见什么？我说，我看见一只杏树枝。
The word of the Lord came to me saying, What do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree.
第二个意象。
The second vision.
第十三节。
In verse 13.
耶和华的话临到我说，你看见什么？我说，我看见一个烧开的锅从北而起。
The word of the Lord came to me a second time saying, What do you see? And I said, I see a boiling pot facing away from the north.
所以他一生的指示就在这两个意象里面包括了。
So these two visions are Jeremiah's ministry.
一面讲到一个杏树枝所代表的意义。
On one hand, we have to see the meaning of this almond tree.
一面是一个烧滚烫的锅从北倒下来。
The other vision is this boiling pot facing away from the north.
那么我们读一读，不知道神在讲什么。如果今天晚上神给你这两个意象，你就是一头雾水，不知道神在讲什么。
It's pretty confusing to us as to what these two things stand for.
但是对这个年轻人，本来是做祭司的，他懂。
But as to Jeremiah, who was supposed to be a priest, he understands.
十二节。
In verse 12.
耶和华对我说，你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。
Then the Lord said to me, You have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it.
所以第一个意象给先知耶利米什么信号？
So what kind of signal does the first vision give Jeremiah?
为什么不是看了一朵玫瑰花呢？漂亮一点。
Why is it not a rose? It's much prettier.
对不对？为什么看的是一个杏树枝？这个有什么好看呢？
What's so great about a rod of an almond tree?
但是对祭司来讲，杏树枝代表一个很重要的故事。
But as to a priest, he understands the important story behind
the almond tree. 这故事就是我刚刚带大家念的第二处的圣经。
And that story was the passage I read in Numbers with you.
因为在那个年代，就是他们祖宗的出埃及的那个年代。
In those days when their forefathers left Egypt.
他们在旷野。
They were in the wilderness.
曾经出过事。
They had some incidents.
很可怕的事。
Some pretty scary incidents.
就是说可拉党事件。
It was a matter of of Korah.
那刚刚我们读民数记十七章的时候，我不知道大家有没有这个印象。
I don't know if you got that impression as we read earlier in Numbers.
当时这十二个支派的领袖。
At the time, the leaders of the 12 tribes.
有两百五十
人。There were 250 of them all together.
他们有一个怨言。
They had a grumbling.
为什么你摩西跟亚伦与众不同？我们都是平等。
They said, How come we're all the same, but you, Moses and Aaron, have to be different?
为什么你们说话我们就要听
？Why do we have to listen to you?
他们不服气。
So they don't feel so good about that.
好，他们就在那里对亚伦对摩西发怨言。
So they grumbled against Moses and Aaron.
摩西没有对为自己的任务说任何的话。
Moses didn't really have any defense for himself.
他就到神的面前匍匐下来。
He fell on his face before the Lord.
后来我们就看见神为他说话。
And so later on, we see that the Lord spoke for him.
整个的事情就是这两百五十人就掉坐了直通车直下地狱。
And these 250 leaders, we know that they were swallowed up by the earth.
这个事件之后，神就对犹太人做了一件特别的事。
And after this incident, the Lord did something for
them. 那你变成十二支派的领袖，叫他们把每一个支派拿一根杖来。
And he told the leaders of these tribes to each bring a rod.
这代表他们的权柄。
That rod represents their authority.
那么你们把这十二根杖放在会幕里。
And he told them to put this rod inside his testimony.
然后第二天来看。
And you come back the next day and take a look.
第二天来看什么事情发生。
What happened the next day?
only one rod.
就是亚伦的杖。
The rod that belonged to Aaron.
有一个奇怪的事情发生。
Had a something special happening to it.
什么事？他不但发了芽。
Not only was there a was it budding.
长了叶。
There were leaves.
开了花。
It was blossoming.
还结了果。
And there were fruits.
哎呀，是什么花，什么果呢
？So what kind of flower, what kind of fruit was it?
杏树。
Almond.
这就是杏树的故事。
That's the story behind the almond tree.
神说这个标记就是我要向于以色列人证明的。
And God said, "This is the sign that I will show to the Israelites."
什么叫做权柄
？What it means to have authority?
权柄是在死亡之后的复活。
Authority is a resurrection to life after death.
十二根杖本来都是死的。
The all 12 rods were dead.
这十二根拿在以色列领袖里面的杖都是死的木头。
All these branches, these all 12 of them were dead.
但是当这个十二根木头放在神的家里面会幕里头的时候
But when these 12 dead branches were placed into God's house,
经过一个漫长的夜
Through one long night,
十一根出来还是一样的。
The other 11 were still the same.
只有一根。
But only one.
这个漫长夜的夜过去以后
，Through that long night,
看见什么？死而复活。
It had a resurrection. It came back to life.
不但死而复活，而且结出果子来。
Not only did it come back to life, it bore fruit.
这叫做神的生命。
This is the life of God.
这是神掌权的原则。
This is the principle of God's authority.
所以这样就奠定了摩西与亚伦的权柄，因为这是神设立的。
So this establishes Moses and Aaron's authority because God established it.
好吧，这个意象就让耶利米看见。
So Jeremiah saw this vision.
什么意思？
What does it mean to him?
因为在那个时代，很多人都自称自己是先知，是神的仆人。
At that time, a lot of people were calling themselves prophets.
都在那里替神说话。
They were all speaking for God.
但是，有几个是真的，有几个是假的。
But how many of them were real? How many were fake?
每一个人都是替神说话，但是有的是真的，有的是假的。
Everyone says that they're speaking for God, but some are real, some are not.
你要知道，当耶利米去讲神的话的时候
，When Jeremiah came out to speak for God,
群众认为他是真的还是假的
？Did people think he was real, or did they think he was fake?
毛先生说，人民的眼睛是雪亮的。
Jeremiah always says the people's eyes are always clear.
可是到属灵的事情就一点都不亮。
But they're not so clear when it comes to spiritual things.
到属灵的事情，人民的眼睛是瞎的。
When it comes to spiritual things, the people's eyes are always blinded.
在那个时代里面，所有假先知，人民都说是真的。
At the time, they call a lot of false prophets.
这个真先知，人民说是假的。
This real prophet comes out. They
called him false. 又关起来。
They jailed him.
把他放在地窖里头。
They put him into the dungeon.
把这个眼中钉踢掉。
They want to get rid of him.
因为他是卖国贼。
Because they called him a traitor.
所有假先知都是爱国的。
All the false prophets, they called them patriots.
都说我们会平安。
Because they all said that there will be peace.
都说敌人不是我们的对手，耶和华要把敌人交在我们的手里。
They all said that the enemy has nothing on us.
耶和华是我们的元帅，他要率领我们打胜仗。
The Lord is our leader; He will give us victory.
只有这个年轻人说投降啊，赶快投降啊。
Only this young man said it's time for us to surrender.
凡是住在耶路撒冷城里的，通通要被杀掉。
And he said all who lived in the city.
凡是出去真的都跟这个外邦拜偶像的王跟他。投降的，通通要活。
Is it everybody who surrendered to this foreign king? You may live. You'll live.
如果你是犹太人，在耶路撒冷听到两种声音。
If you were an Israelite living in Jerusalem at the time, you hear these two different prophecies.
请问你投谁的票
？Who would you vote for?
啊，你投谁的票？是投降票呢，还是打到底？有骨气，爱国。
Would you vote to surrender or would you vote to fight to the end?
啊，我想我们照人之常情，我们都热血沸腾，我们都相信耶和华与我们同在，我们当然要投什么？打！
As a human being, we want to believe the Lord is with us. He'll give us victory. We want to fight to the end.
对不对？
Right?
所以你知道， 全是假的，只有一个是真的。
But you know all these were false, only one was real.
这就是耶利米要扮演的角色。
That's the role that Jeremiah is to take on.
他要讲的话没有人要听的。
The things that he has to say, nobody wants to listen.
但是神跟他说，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。
But the Lord said, for I am watching over my word to perform it.
所以在这里你看见，在耶利米的指示里头，神要向以色列人证明一件事。
So you'll see that God wants to prove to the Israelites this one thing through Jeremiah's ministry.
就是谁的话算数。
That is, whose words count?
是神的话算数呢，还是人的话算数？
Do God's words count or do men's words count?
那么你看这一个先知他要讲话的时候，他说我不会讲。
When he was first called to speak, Jeremiah said, I don't know how to speak.
但是神说，你不要怕，我把话给你，你就讲我要你讲的话。
The Lord told him to not be afraid, to just say whatever I commanded you to say.
所以他就信神所说的话。
So he believed what God said.
那么神所讲的话里头，一面是审判，就是后面第二个意象所代表的那个烧开的锅。
In God's word, there is judgment that is represented by the vision of the boiling pot.
因为这个烧开的锅的解释就是十四节，耶和华对我说，必有灾祸从北方发出，临到这地一切居民。
The explanation to the boiling pot is in verse 14, where it says, the Lord said to me, out of the north, evil will break forth on all the inhabitants of the land.
所以这个是这个锅所要宣布神的审判的时候，也就是这个审判要做出神前面要做的四件事情。
So the boiling pot represents God's judgment, which means God is going to do the four things he mentioned he would do earlier.
但是这四件事情不是神的目的，这是神达到他目的的什么？方法、手段。
But these four things is not, they're not the purposes of what God wants to do. They're just methods to lead to God's ultimate purpose.
神只有借着他的审判，他推倒，他拆毁，他拔出，为的是后面的建立再制。
In his judgment, God will pluck up and break down, destroy and overthrow in order to achieve his ultimate purpose, which is to build and to plant.
这是神真正要借着这个先知所传达的整个的信息。
And that is the complete message that God wants to speak through Jeremiah.
说这个城要毁，这不是神的心。
To destroy the city is not God's heart.
这个国家要亡国，这不是神的旨意。
For the country to be torn down is not God's will.
神乃是要他的百姓心向他回转。
God wants his people's hearts to be turned back to him.
如果今天有这个伟大的城、伟大的殿，而人民的心却不在神的面前，能够谦卑，能够爱神，那这一切对神来讲没有意义。
If you just have a great city and a great temple, yet the people in the city do not have a heart for God, then this means nothing to God.
你知道这件事，就是这个神这样子做，这个借着耶利米来宣布的这件事情，在以色列人整个的历史来讲，重复两次。
You know, this thing that God proclaimed will do as Jeremiah prophesied, it happened twice in the history of the Israelites.
我们读圣经的历史，我们就知道是怎么一回事。
If you've ever read the history in the Bible, you understand.
果然，当耶利米来到他这个执事的尾声的时候，
Indeed, toward the end of Jeremiah's ministry,
巴比伦王就来了。
The king of Babylon came.
这个尼布加尼撒果然就带兵围城。
And King Nebuchadnezzar and his army surrounded the city.
攻破，城破，家破人亡。
They broke down the city and they destroyed everything.
那么，可是神在这些事情发生之前，对借着耶利米的口就预言。
But God prophesied all these things through Jeremiah before all of have happened.
说你们被掳到外国，但是七十年后你们要回来。
He said that you will be exiled into a foreign nation, but 70 years later you will return.
你们还会回到你们自己的家园，重新开始建立。
You will return to your homeland and you will rebuild.
那么这样的预言是七十年。
And he prophesied that it will take 70 years.
耶利米本人没有看到这件事，因为他已经就在这个后来就离世了。
And Jeremiah did not get to see that happen before he died.
可是这件事情谁看见的呢？
But who was able to witness it?
就跟他同作先知的另外一个人叫做但以理。
Another prophet, Daniel.
他就看见这件事情。
Daniel saw this happen.
而且他是促使这个移民回归的那一个那个人。
And he is the person that caused these remnants to return.
那么以色列人回来以后就重建第二个圣殿。
So when these remnants returned to Jerusalem, they built a second temple.
那么所罗巴伯这些神所使用的领袖。
There are various different leaders that God rose up at the time.
那么然后这个殿又延续了多少年？
And how long did that temple last?
第二个殿。
The second temple.
又是四百年。
It lasted another 400 years.
一直过了四百年，四百多年，然后就来到了耶稣的时代。
About 400 some years later, he came into the time of Jesus.
你看到耶稣就是耶利米的出现。
And Jesus, like Jeremiah, is
like
Jeremiah appearing again.
同样的讲同样的话对耶路撒冷的居民 耶路撒冷的百姓。
He had the same kind of message for the inhabitants of Jerusalem at the time.
耶稣也做了预言。
He also prophesied.
耶稣责备他们，对不对？两次进入圣殿，说你们把我父的殿变成什么？
He rebuked them. He went into the temple. He was angry and said, "You turned my father's house into a den of robbers."
啊，这个殿应该是祷告的殿。
He said that this temple is a house of prayer.
你们把它修成美轮美奂，说上帝与我们同在。
You've made it so beautiful and said that the Lord is with us.
但是你们的心不在这里。
But your heart is not in here.
所以如果没有悔改的话
，So unless you repent,
这个殿将来没有一块石头要留在。石头上。
This temple will be torn down. There will not be a single stone standing upon another.
那这个预言不是跟耶利米的预言是一样的吗？
It's a very similar prophecy than that of Jeremiah's.
耶稣要上十字架，面向耶路撒冷的时候，他对着耶路撒冷就哭啊。
When Jesus was approaching Jerusalem before he went on cross, he was weeping.
他说：“耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷，我好像母鸡愿意保护小鸡。”
He called out to Jerusalem, saying, "I'm like a mother hen trying to protect my little chicks under my wings."
只是你们怎么样？不愿意。
But yet you are not willing.
耶稣就哭，为着耶路撒冷哭。
Jesus wept for Jerusalem.
耶利米就是一个眼泪汪汪的先知。
And Jeremiah was also what we call a weeping prophet.
因为他看见将来要发生的事。
Because he saw what will happen in the future.
所以他就哭。
So he wept.
那每次人家看了一个大男人哭，都觉得哎呀，干什么不用哭嘛。
It's hard to see a grown man cry.
可是他们是泪汪汪的。
But these are weeping prophets.
为什么哭呢？
Why do they weep?
因为人心刚硬。
Because men's hearts are so hardened.
为什么哭呢？
Why do they weep?
耶稣说，你们不要为我哭，要为你们和你们的子孙哭。
Jesus told the people at the time, "Don't weep for me, but weep for you and your descendants."
那些姐妹看到耶稣哭，就跟着他一起哭啊。
These sisters who witnessed Jesus weeping, they wept with him.
耶稣说不要为我哭。
That's when he told them, "Don't cry for me."
为你们的子孙哭吧。
Weep
for your descendants,
because they will
be punished. 如果你们没有悔改的话，他们将来的命运是很可怕的。
Unless you repent, their futures are terrible.
所以这个预言就是在耶稣之后也是多少年？四十年。
So another 40 years after Jesus said these prophecies.
耶利米讲完这个预言之后，四十年应验了。
40 years after Jeremiah's prophecy was also fulfilled.
所以耶稣在出现的时候，他扮演的角色就是耶利米所扮演当年400年前所扮演的角色。
So when Jesus appeared, he played the same role as the role that Jeremiah played 400 years ago.
圣殿又被拆。
The temple was destroyed again.
以色列人就四散天下。
And the Israelites were scattered all around the world.
所以这是整个旧约神要摆在圣经里面给我们的。
This is what the Lord wants to show us in the Old Testament.
那么这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
说不要以外表的东西或者祖辈传给我的传统 自己骗自己。
It means do not fool yourselves with tradition passed down to you or with outward things.
神不错，有祝福过以色列人。
Indeed, God had blessed the Israelites.
神又祝福过他们的祖先。
God had blessed their forefathers.
但是一代一代传下来。
The generation after generation.
慢慢人的心都想创新，主上一辈传给我们的，哎呀，这个太老旧了。
They all feel like the what's passed down to them is too old for them.
尤其美国，美国什么都要新，对吧
？Just like in this country, we all want new and we all want new things.、
好像老的都不对。
It's like all the old things are not good enough.
是创新有它很好的美德。
It's true. It's good to be new and innovative.
所以我们才会有 computer 有这个什么 palm 什么东西一大堆的、
That's、
这个都是创新的结果
all these new things they brought us computers and
有飞机
and airplanes
但是这些创新带给人类是方便呢还是更多的重担
but do they bring us more conveniences or more burdens
物质上无所谓你要创新就是很好的事
materially it's okay to come up with new things
属灵的事情
but when it comes to spiritual things
没有创新
There are new things.
神启示给摩西说照着山上的样式不可以改
God said to Moses do this according to what I have shown you on the mountain
一代传一代
generation after generation
可是到了犹太人的手里没有一代第二代就变了
but things changed when it comes to the second generation
那么同样这样的一个历史演变两圈之后两个四百年
In the history replayed itself
两个圣殿被毁掉
After two temples were destroyed
神要向他的百姓传达一个信息
God has this message for his people
留意我所说的话
Be careful Take care of what I say
因为我所说的话就是灵就是生命
Because my words are spirit and their life
这个信述之所讲的就是你要注意到底神说了什么
This almond tree means you have to beware of what God says.
如果我们对神的话不留意
If we don't take careful notice of what God's words are,
神说我对我的话是留意的
But God will say, I take notice of what my words are.
我怎么说神说我怎么说
God said, whatever I said,
我就怎么做
I will perform it.
天地可以怎么样废去
Heaven and earth
我所说的话一句都不会 一点一话都不能废去
And not one word from the Lord's mouth will go away
所以以色列历史借着这两个大的循环我们看见神说的话一句都不落空
So through these two cycles of the Israelites' history we see that God's words never changed
当时他们活在一个非常物质发达的时代里头在耶利米那个时候
The time of Jeremiah they were living in a prosperous world
那么等到主耶稣所在的时候他们也是活在一个物质很发达的时候在那个时代
In the time of Jesus for that time they were also quite prosperous materially speaking
但是人物质一发达他们的灵性就下降
As soon as you have a lot of material things you'll see that there's a decline
人的眼睛一直注意怎么样住得更好吃得更好享受得更丰富
People's eyes are focused on how they can live better how they can enjoy more
因为要使自己的肉体满足是无底洞
Because it's really an endless pit if you want to satisfy your physical needs
你知道我们最兴奋的消息就是哪里又开了新饭馆了
The biggest news among us is where is a new restaurant opening up?
那个菜好啊
How good is their cooking?
哎呦这个就无风自走马上大家都知道了然后大家都去了
This kind of news really spreads really quickly when everybody goes to visit
因为我们对这个是有兴趣的
Because we're interested in that
可是你如果告诉他这里有一个传道人要把神的话讲出来小猫三只
If you say to them there will be a new a speaker coming in town to shareYou don't see many people show up.
所以你会看到人的天性，我们对肉体的事情很有兴趣，对属灵的事情就猛查查了。
It's really a human nature that we're very interested in material things, but not so interested in spiritual things.
但是，神在这里告诉我们，你们要注意，不要为会朽坏的食物劳力，要为什么？ 不朽坏的食物劳力。
But God did tell us to not to work so hard for perishable things, but to work hard for imperishable things.
所以今天神的儿女，如果我们没有这样为不朽坏的食物劳力，像我们对那个朽坏的食物那么劳力的话，我们对不起说话的主。
If today God's children continue to work hard for the perishable things, then we really have fallen short of the Lord's heart.
那么，我想我剩下的时间，我就要多讲一点关于这个信述之所代表，就是它的建造与栽植，因为拆毁多讲了也没用。
I don't want to talk more about how to destroy, so I want to go into the building and the planting part of my message.
但是拆毁在前面。
But you have to know that the destroying comes first.
然后才带进建造。
Then there will be a building and planting.
好，那么在这个信述之的执事里头，神让他的先知说过什么重要的话？
What did God want his prophet to say concerning this almond tree?
23章5节到6节。
Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6.
23章5节到6节。
Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 5 and 6.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要给大卫兴起一个公义的苗裔，他必掌王权。行事有智慧，在地上施行公平和公义，在他的日子，犹大必得救，以色列也安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华我们的义。
Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. He will reign as king and act wisely, and do justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely.And this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness.
啊，三十一章三十六节。
Chapter 31, verse 36.
三十一章三十六节。
31:36.
这些定例若能在我面前废掉，以色列的后裔。也就在我面前断绝，永不再成国。这是耶和华说的。
If this fixed order departs from before me, declares the Lord, then the offspring of Israel will also cease from being a nation before me forever.
这里我要让大家注意，这里有一个词叫做种 seed。这个 offspring。
Oh, I want you to notice this word offspring or seed.
啊，这 offspring 这个字就是 seed。也就是说，透过耶利米，神给他的启示跟前面众先知神给他们启示是一致的。
So you see a similarity in God's revelation to Jeremiah with his revelation to the other prophets.
我们上一个先知讲的是以赛亚。
We talked about our last prophet we talked about was Isaiah.
这个先知在耶利米之前六七十年。
And Isaiah was in about 60 or 70 years before Jeremiah's time.
在以赛亚的先知的话语预言里头讲到这个 seed.
In Isaiah's prophecies, he mentioned the seed.
那么现在耶利米也预言这个 seed.
And Jeremiah also prophesied concerning the seed.
那么在这里他用另外一个表达的方式叫做公义的苗裔。
Or this righteous branch.
这个公义的苗裔是指谁呢？
And who is that righteous branch?
他必掌王权。
He will reign as king.
行事有智慧。
And act wisely.
他在地上要施行公平和公义。
And he will do justice and righteousness in the land.
他的名字要称为耶和华是我们的义。
And he will be called the Lord our righteousness.
你们猜他是谁？
Guess who that is?
就是讲到神的儿子耶稣。
He's talking about his own son, Jesus.
所以你看到，神要做拆毁的工作，但是他要重新栽植，栽植的是谁呢？这个新的苗裔。
So you see that God will destroy it, but yet he will replant, and he will plant that righteous branch.
你知道在农业里头一个东西叫做接枝，懂不懂？
You've heard of this term of grafting in agriculture.
Good. That's right. 接枝。
Grafting.
这个本来酸的橘子树，我要把它变成甜的，
if you want to change a tree that only bore sour fruit into a tree that bore sweet fruit,
怎么办?
What do you do?
不是在根加糖就可以解决问题。
You don't pour sugar into its root.
你要怎么办?砍。
You need to cut off.
啊，在它的根的地面差不多一尺，把它砍掉。
You need to cut off at about a foot above the root.
很残忍，对不对？
It's quite cruel.
但是把一个甜的橘子树就接到这个上面。
But yet you graft another branch from a sweet.
然后让这个让它长。
And you let it grow.
三年五年之后，你就可以吃什么？甜的橘子。
And in 3 to 5 years, you'll have yourself some sweet fruit.
这个叫做接枝。
That's called grafting.
啊，神把这个方法留在人间。
And God left this method with us, with the
people. 就告诉我们，
神 to teach us.
将来借着他的儿子要在地上做的事情。
To teach us what God will do through His Son in the future.
神要在亚当的生命上怎么样？砍了。
He will chop off this life of Adam in us.
什么东西是亚当的生命被砍的那个刀是什么？
What is that knife that chops off this life of Adam?
十字架。
The cross.
十字架就是把亚当的生命砍了。
The cross chops off all the things that's from the life of Adam in us.
然后耶稣对他的门徒说，你如果要跟从我的话，你们也要怎么样？
And Jesus,
背十字架，什么意思？
Jesus asked his disciples, if you are to follow me, you are to pick up your own cross. And what does that mean?
把耶稣砍了。
Does that mean to chop off Jesus?
不是，耶稣说背起自己的十字架。
He said to pick up your own cross.
就是把谁砍了？把自己砍了。
Means to you got to chop yourselves off.
把你的老亚当的生命砍了。
All the things that belong to old Adam.
然后神要做一个什么工作？
Then God will do.
接枝
the work of grafting.
把这个公义的苗裔接枝在我们的生命里。
He will graft onto you this branch of righteousness.
然后这个苗裔出来的果子就是什么？公义。
And the fruit from this branch is righteousness.
今天老亚当的生命我们活出来的是不义。
And the life we live in the old Adam is unrighteous.
我们得罪神，得罪人。
We offend God and we offend people.
对不对？这是我们老亚当的性情。
That's the nature of the old Adam.
是天正人物的一个生命。
It's one that offends the heavens and offends the peoples.
你看看，神对这个以色列人是这样多的祝福，可是他们活出来的是让神这么的伤心。
You see how much blessing God's given the Israelites, yet they lived a life that really broke God's heart.
所以神要把它拆了。
So God wants to destroy that.
把它拔了。
To pluck it
up.
To start anew.
这个是神要做的事。
And that's a God, that's what God wants to do.
人类的盼望，犹太人的盼望也好，外邦人的盼望也好。
So the hope, whether for the Israelites or for the Gentiles.
不是对那个酸的橘子说，切甜的橘子好不好？下明年。
It's not to hope this tree that bore sour fruit will bear sweet fruit next year.
你一直对这个酸橘子树说，明年请你接甜橘子。
If you keep saying it and pleading with it to bear sweet fruit next year,
可能吗？
Is it possible to do?
不可能。
No.
这是缘木求鱼，我不知道你怎么翻。不可能。
It's an impossible task.
除非你让神在你的生命中做一个接枝的手术。
Unless you allow God to do the operation of grafting in your life.
好，这个苗裔还有一个什么性情呢？
What else is special about this righteous branch?
三章十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
三章十五节。我也必将和我心的牧者赐给你们。他们必以知识和智慧牧养你们。
Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you on knowledge and understanding.
所以在这个地方看到神答应，在这个牧人，他们有这样的特点。
God promises that He will give us shepherds.
这些牧人不是不务正业，而是真正照着神的心意来牧养他的群羊。
These are good shepherds after God's heart who will take care of the flock.
要给群羊两样东西。
And they will give the flock two things.
哪两样？知识，还有呢？智慧。
They will give them knowledge and understanding.
因为神的百姓之所以被堕落，之所以灭亡，是缺乏这两样东西。
Because the reason God's children fall is because they lack these two things.
先知和西阿书说，我的民为什么灭亡？因为他们缺乏认识耶和华的知识。
In Hosea, it says, why do the people fall? It's because they lack the understanding and knowledge of the Lord.
假的牧人把他们用假的知识把他们带错路了。
False shepherds will lead them astray with false knowledge.
我们需要真的知识。
We need true knowledge.
认识神的知识。
We need a knowledge that understands.
需要真的智慧。
We need true wisdom.
不是世上的智慧。
Not the wisdom in the world.
不是 Ivy League 的智慧。
Not Ivy League wisdom.
乃是神的智慧
But God's wisdom,
上头来的智慧
the wisdom that comes
如果牧人能够把这两样东西赐给他的羊群这就是神和神心意的侍奉
If a shepherd can give his flock these two things then his service is after God's heart
最后
Lastly
这一个仆人说出一样东西是其他众旧约的先知没有说过的
This prophet says something that the other prophetsNever said.
这是神给他独有的一个启示。
It's a special revelation that God gave him.
31章。
In Jeremiah 31.
31节。
Verse 31.
我们要从31节念到34节。
From 31 to 34.
这是耶利米独有的启示。
This is a special revelation that only Jeremiah had.
31节说，耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。你念32节。
Verse 32 says, Not like the covenant which I made with their fathers in a day I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant which they broke, although I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，那些日子以后我要与以色列家所立的约乃是这样我要将我的律法放在他们里面写在他们心上我要做他们的神他们要做我的子民
Verse 34 They would not teach again each man his neighbor and each man his brother saying Know the Lord for they will all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them declares the Lord for I will forgive their iniquity and their sin I will remember no more
这段话是一个很重要的宣告
This is a very important proclamation
这个宣告就是说有一天这一个旧约要结束
The proclamation is that one day this old covenant will end
这个旧约 是什么一个约呢我们刚刚念的时候我不知道有没有注意
I don't know if you noticed what that old covenant was
是西乃山那个约
It was one that he made with the Israelites on Mount Sinai
是神把他们的 祖宗从埃及牵着手出来的
is when he brought their forefathers out of Egypt.
那耶和华说我跟他们的关系是什么
And the Lord said, my relationship with them was,
啊，我是他们的丈夫
was that I was their husband.
那个旧约是耶和华与以色列人所立的一个婚约
That old covenant was a marriage covenant that God made with their forefathers.
是双方在西乃山立的
It was established on Mount Sinai.
是那一天神把这个约借着摩西颁布给犹太人犹太人两百万人站在西乃山面前通通向神表态说 I do. We do.
On that day when Moses brought this covenant to the Israelites all of them stood in unison and said to the Lord we do.
对不对那天他们很激动的哇神这么伟大我们通通凡耶和华所吩咐的我们都要遵守
They were all very touched and very moved that day to see how great God was and they said whatever the Lord commands us we will do
事实告诉我们这个约没有多久就破了
But the reality tells us that this covenant was broken not too long after
所以旧约的结束是离婚
So the end of the Old Testament ended in a divorce
知道吗旧约的结束是离婚了
So the old covenant ended in a divorce.
是神的心整个碎了
Because they broke God's heart.
神就把他所有的百姓拆散
So God scattered his people.
本来是把他们从四方救来从埃及救出来现在让他们回到巴比伦去
In the beginning he saved them all together. He gathered them out of Egypt. But in the end he scattered them.
神亲手建立了这个家神把它通通拆了
This house that God built He also destroyed
因为他的心破了
Because his heart was broken by them
我们不要说人受苦我们要说谁受苦神为人因为爱人而受苦
You really have to understand how much God suffered because of his love for the people.
这个先知说将来要有一个什么新约。
And this prophet declared that there will be a new covenant.
这个新约是跟现在这个旧约完全不一样。
And this new covenant is different.
以前写在石板上。
In the past, this covenant was written on the stone tablet.
现在写在心板上。
Now these covenant will be written on the tablets of people's hearts.
也就是说今天这个新约是耶稣把他的生命刻在或者接支在我们这一个里面。
So the new covenant is that the life of Jesus is grafted onto our lives.
你知道接支要成功，有甜的果子出来，有一个原则一定要保持。
You have to do one important thing in order for the grafting procedure to succeed.
什么原则？啊，要让上面有果子出来是甜的，你就不可以让什么下面出枝子让它长，不可以。
In order for the branches above to bear sweet fruit, you can't allow the old stump to have other branches coming out of it.
你如果做这种事情，你就知道它有一个天然的倾向，就是下面一直要冒出来。
You might, if you understand how this works, you'll see that the old stump will sometimes grow new branches.
那如果你是这个管园子的，你一定要做一件很狠心的事，什么事？
If you're a caretaker, you have to do something that's kind of cruel.
剪刀拔出来干嘛？剪了。
You gotta take out your scissors and prune off those other branches.
对不对？你不是没有爱心。
It's not that you don't love the tree.
你实在太爱它了，所以剪它。
But you do that because you love the tree.
听懂了没有？太爱它了，所以剪它。
Because you love this tree, you have to prune it.
啊，神在我们的身上就是做这个事。
This is God's work.
当我们信主的那一天，接受主的时候，神就把这一个他儿子的生命给我们接上来。
On the day we believe him and we accept him, God grafted his son's life onto our lives.
这就是新约的开始。
That's the beginning of the new covenant.
这是耶利米告预告。
And this is something that Jeremiah prophesied.
这是第二个耶利米，耶稣自己来成就的。
And this is something that Jesus came to fulfill.
今天我们凭着这个新约成为神的儿女。
And today by this new covenant we become his children.
那我请问，第二个约新约是什么约？
Then let me ask you, what is the new covenant?
第一个约我们刚刚说了，是耶和华与以色列人立了什么约啊？
First one I said earlier is a marriage covenant that God made with the Israelites.
对不对？婚约，婚约要成功，必须双方怎么样？ Be faithful, 要忠实对对方。
In order for a marriage covenant to work, you have to have two faithful parties.
婚姻有任何一方不 faithful,
if you have one party who is not faithful,
这个婚约保持下去，保持不下去。就毁了。
Then you can't keep this covenant.
这个我们大家都懂的，当然我们年轻人还不太懂。
That's something that we all understand.
这个是天下放诸皆准的，古今中外都是如此。
That's the same anywhere, everywhere throughout history.
那么现在来了新约了。
But this new covenant.
新约又是一个什么约？
What kind of covenant is that?
耶稣那天晚上在他要上十字架之前，逾越节的晚上，他与门徒设立最后的晚餐，对不对？
The night of Passover when Jesus had the last supper with his disciples.
他说这个饼是我的身体为你们舍的。
He said, this bread is my body which is broken for you.
这个杯是我的血与你们立的新约。
And this cup is a new covenant which I established in my blood with you.
请问那个约是什么约？当然是血约，但是什么性质？
What kind of covenant is that covenant?
啊，是又是一个婚约啊。
It's another marriage covenant.
懂吗？这个 marriage 这个婚约是谁跟谁定的？
And this marriage covenant is between whom?
懂了没有？是神的儿子耶稣与他的什么？那十二个人代表什么？教会。
It's between the Son of God, Jesus, and what the 12 disciples represent, which was the church.
这是一个神圣的婚约，是耶稣跟他的教会定的。
This is a marriage covenant that Jesus established with his church.
而且不是用牛羊的血。
It's not with the blood of animals.
乃是用谁的血？新郎的血。
But with the blood of the bridegroom.
是他自己神儿子生命的血来立约。
It's with the blood of the Son of God that this covenant was established.
就是说这是永不改变。
So this means it should never change.
主就对他的门徒说，你们要常常如此行，为的是纪念我。
Jesus said to his disciples, do this as often as you do this to remember me.
所以主对他的门徒说得很清楚，你们要常常这样做。
So he told them to do this often.
那么常常神耶稣就没有定义他到底常什么叫做常常。
But he didn't really say to, in the definition what often means.
一年一次常不常啊？
Once a year, is that often?
一个月一次长不长啊？
Once a month, is that often?
还是12个小时一次长不长啊？
Every 12 hours, is that often?
这个长，耶稣没有下定义。
He didn't set a requirement for that often.
但是你知道谈恋爱你就知道了。
But if you're dating, you might understand.、
啊、回想你们当年那个哎呀美好的谈恋爱的时光。
Think back to when you were dating.
双方有一个意愿，什么叫做常常见面？
When you say, I want to see you as often as I can, what does that mean?
一年一次。
Does that mean once a year?
一年一次。
Go on a date once a year?
啊，够不够？来不进，来进不来进？
Is that good enough?
一个月见一面，来进不来进？
See each other once a month?
啊，还是不来进啊？我们弟兄现在很急迫。你巴不得怎么样？天天跟他黏在一起。
What you really want is to see each other every day.
哎，是不是这样？我是不是在这边夸张啊？
Am I exaggerating it?
我看你就是会心的微笑。是的，你如果谈过恋爱，你自然有个感觉，你巴不得天天跟他在一起。
It's true. When you're in a dating relationship, you want to be with that person every day.
所以初代的教会他们怎么擘饼的？
So in the first generation church, how often do they break bread?
天天擘饼。
They break bread daily.
因为热情是火。
Because they had a fervent heart.
后来这个2000年下来，温度就怎么样？下降，就跟每一家的婚姻差不多的，都是下降。
And now 2000 years later, it's fickle a bit.
下降。很多的地方一辈子也没有擘过一次饼，很多地方一年干脆一年一次。
Some places they never break bread. Some places they break bread once a year.
所以到底。耶稣说你们要常常这样纪念我，什么意思？
What does Jesus mean to do this as often as you can?
就是看你的热度是什么。热的人天天来个摸饼纪念我，我也很高兴。
It really depends on your temperature, how hot you feel.
对不对？这个完全是你的热度决定的。
It all depends on what temperature you're at.
耶稣只问一句话，为他的门徒。
Jesus only asked the disciples one thing.
你爱我比这一切更深吗？
Do you love me more than all these?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹、
so、dear brothers and sisters,
这叫做新约。
This is the new covenant.
是耶稣与教会立的，是耶稣与你立的。
It's a covenant between Jesus and the church, between Jesus and you.
犹太人把这个约变成了外表的东西。
The Israelites turned their covenant into something of an outward display.
神就借着先知说，如果你们不悔改，我要把你们搬出去。
God said to them through the prophets, if you don't repent, I will destroy you.
假先知就说，不会，耶和华与我们同在。
False prophets will say, no, it won't happen because God is with us.
我们有圣殿，我们有祭物，我们有祭司，我们什么都有，耶和华与我们同在，不会的。
We have the temple, we have the sacrifices, we have the priests, it won't happen, God is with us.
我们知道事情就照神说的发生。
But we know, as history tells us, things happen according to what God said.
我们知道历史会怎么样重演。
And we know that history will replay itself.
日光之下没有新事。
There are no new things under the sun.
以色列人这样子对待耶和华。
How the Israelites treated God.
请问新约的教会会不会同样犯一样的错误呢？
Will the New Testament church make the same kind of mistake?
照新约的主耶稣的话一样。
It will happen just as Jesus says.
虽然旧约是更是旧约过去了，新约是更美之约。
Even though the new covenant is a more graceful one.
可是如果我们没有照着神的心愿来注意他的话，照着他的话去行，结局也会跟犹太人一样的。
But if we don't do according to what the covenant tells us to do, our ending will be just like the Israelites.
你如果不相信，你今天回家好好读希伯来书。
If you don't believe me, go home and read Hebrews.
希伯来书就是这样的一本书，告诉我们现在是新约的时代，没有错。
Hebrews tells us, true, you are in a time of new covenant.
但是不要骗自己。
But don't fool yourselves.
像旧约的时候，以色列人骗自己说不会，我们不会灭亡的。
Just like the Israelites fooled themselves.
耶稣救我们，永远救我们。
Don't fool yourself and say Jesus will always save us.
对，耶稣永远救我们。
It's true that Jesus will save you.
就跟以色列人神要救他们是一模一样的。
Just as God will always save their
souls. 可是如果我们没有爱神，对神忠心的话，我们一样要灭亡。
But if we don't love Him and be faithful to Him, we will have the same.
如果有神的仆人说我们不会灭亡，那是假的。
If any of God's servants says we will not,
好好读一下希伯来书。
Read Hebrews.
希伯来书讲得很清楚，希伯来书的话就是新约的耶利米的话。
The words of Hebrews are the words of Jeremiah in Old Testament.
原来希伯来书告诉我们说，要小心啊，郑重所听见的道。
It warns us to be careful to take heed of the words that we hear.
免得我们什么？随流失去
lest you be swept away.
看见没有，我们还是会随流失去的。
You can still be swept away.
虽然是新约。
Even though you're in a time of new covenant.
要小心啊，如果故意犯罪，赎罪祭就怎么样，没有了。
If you sin still deliberately, then you will not have an atonement.
新约，我们不要拿神的爱作为一个保护伞，说我们神永远爱我们，我们不会灭亡的。
Don't look at God's love as a forever insurance, saying nothing will ever happen to me because God loves me.
但是你如果没有照着耶和华的话去行，没有照着耶稣所说的话去行的话，你一样会灭亡。
But if you don't do according to what He tells you to, you will still fall.
所以这就是耶利米的指示。
This is the ministry of Jeremiah.
所以我盼望我们。这样一路看下来，我要让大家从神的话里面，我们自己来做很公正的评判。
As we go through these words, I want you to make a sound judgment for yourselves in God's word.
因为神的话永远不改变。
Because God's words will never change.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
神救我们。
And He saved us.
神付最高的代价买我们。
He paid the highest price to redeem us.
我们也要用同样的态度。来面对他。
We need to treat him with the same attitude.
照他的话去行。
To do according to his words.
那样我们就蒙恩了。
Then you will be blessed.
那样这个救恩就成功在我们身上。
Then the salvation is at work in your life.
这个婚约就保住了。
Then this marriage covenant is kept.
否则的话，离婚的事还会发生。
Otherwise, divorces can happen again.
而且照圣经最后的预言是很可怕的。
And according to the last prophecies in the Bible, these are very terrifying times.
这个世界是用烈火烧掉。
This world will be burnt with fire.
所以悔改。
So it's time to repent.
今天还有时间悔改。
Since you still have time today, repent.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的话永远不改变。
Your words will never change.
每一次我们来读你的话，我们真是恐惧战惊。
Every time as we read your word, Lord, we are trembling with fear.
主啊，我们知道你是慈爱的神，你爱我们。
We know, Lord, that you are a merciful God and you love us.
但是你也是公义的神，你不能够以有罪的为无罪。
But Lord, you are also a righteous God. You will not call the sinful sinless.
你借着众先知告诉我们，应当回转。
You've spoken to us through many prophets to repent.
应该归向耶和华。
To return to the Lord.
主啊，让我们所有的心中的偶像，所有的悖逆，我们能够悔改，能够顺服你。
Or help us to repent of all of our idols in our lives and all of our rebellions that we have in our lives.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay. Thank you.